And Andy Lee.
How are you guys?
Good. Ando. Hey, how are you?
Guys, I need your help. Mid-crisis. I think a galah has fallen down my chimney. I can hear it in the chimney. I'm on the roof at the moment, and there's two other galahs looking down the chimney.
Is this part of your book?
What is this? What's going on?
Well, exactly what I'm saying. I'm using words, and hopefully I'm describing it.
Hang on. Is Beck down the other end? Have you left her down with the galah?
No. Beck's out in her morning exercise.
Oh, dear.
How would you get a galah out of a... Because it can't fly up, I don't think. But there's two galahs.
What?
Sounds like Al Stewart. There's two flying galahs.
We've got that sting. I was just about to say, Byron, play the sting. We've got that.
Ando, you're at the wrong end. Surely you should be in the house down... That's where it's going to come out, don't you think?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like there's a gap big enough for it to come out.
Right.
At the other end. So if anyone wants to ring in...
You got a shotgun?
I'm just sending you a picture of the galahs looking for their friend.
Get your golf club and try to stoke it.
Andy,
up.
I love you, and you are multi-talented in many areas, but I don't think this is your area. I think you've got to get in a professional.
Yeah, Jack. Okay. Well, no, the two galahs have nicked off. So whether they didn't care about their mate or they've just left.
Get out. Oh, no, you've just sent me a picture of this. Ando, you're right. Oh, gosh, lovely. Gee, the sky looks lovely in the spot of the world you're in at the moment.
Not the point.
But, those galahs, they're definitely, they could attack you, Andy. They're not even like friendly-looking galahs. Watch them. They'll swoop.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture.
It was meant to be me saving the galahs 1 minute ago, and now I'm worried about getting attacked by them.
I'm worried you're going to fall off the roof.
Are you okay? I mean, can we even continue with the interview? We're a bit worried about all this.
No, I'm back down now.
Sort of the other issue that we dealt with during this conversation, we've actually got Kylie from Lilydale on the line with advice regarding the galahs, if you'd be interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Kylie, okay. Lay it on me.
Here we go. Yep, here she's on the line, guys.
How you going? You need to go down the bottom,
yep,
and open the door of the canara or wood heater, and there's a plate at the top.
Yep.
And if you get two hands and kind of lift it a bit and pull it towards you, it will come out.
Okay.
And then the galah will be able to drop down, and then you'll have it in your house.
Okay, sounds like too much of an effort, so RIP galah.
Oh, we appreciate Kylie trying to assist there.
If I was you, I'd just sit outside and wait till Bet comes home. Surely this is one she can handle.
I'll do it, Kylie. Thank you for your advice. Of course I'll do it. I'll get the galah out.
Hey, Andy, I just want to ask you, mate. I'm missing you on our WhatsApp. When are you going to come back?
Yeah, I mean, Husey's a bit insane, isn't he?
Mate, he's crazy.
Yeah, so the people who don't know what we're talking about...
We talk about it all the time.
No, I need to reset.
Okay. For the Carlton Football Club, a WhatsApp that we all join on and we can comment at different times. But Husey just drives me insane, Fev. I can start a separate one with you. I loved hearing
Yes, let's do that. Because I miss your knowledge.
Okay, great. You and I can connect again. I guess what we're doing here is saying live on air that we're defriending Husey.
Oh, first. Oh, the Carlton WhatsApp group. Thank you, Ando, and it's do not open.